Welcome back to the Guard Labs Deep Dive series. I'm here with Stas, founder of Guard Labs. Stas, you ran an audit on your own SaaS this week. Tell us what happened.
I did, and honestly, I was embarrassed. I built tools that audit other people's websites for AI readiness. Then somebody on the team said, "Have you ever pointed it at ours?" I hadn't, so I did. It came back with 12 red flags.
12. On your own production site.
12. On the very site that sells AI readiness audits to other people.
That's painful. What were the issues?
Things I didn't even know I needed 2 years ago. There's a file called llms.txt, a kind of robots.txt, but for large language models. I didn't have one. There's a manifest called aiplugin.json that lives in the well-known directory. I didn't have one. My robots.txt didn't have any rules for GPTBot, ClaudeBot, or PerplexityBot, three of the biggest crawlers in 2026. My OpenAPI spec was missing. My JSON LDE structured data was missing. Content type on my JSON endpoints was wrong.
Let me back up for listeners who don't live in this world. Why does this matter? My site shows up in Google. Visitors come. What's the problem?
The problem is discovery is bifurcating. Half your future customers don't type into Google anymore. They ask ChatGPT. They ask Claude. They ask Perplexity. And those tools don't read your site the way Google does. They look at different signals. They want a llms.txt. They want a plugin manifest. They want JSON LD with schema.org annotations. If those are missing, you don't show up in the answer. Your site might be indexed by Google perfectly, get a million views a month, and still be completely invisible when somebody asks ChatGPT to recommend a watchdog SaaS.
That's the silent crisis.
Exactly. Your analytics looks normal. Your uptime is fine. But this whole new traffic source is just routing around you because you're missing 8 tiny files that took 10 minutes each to write.
So you fixed yours. How long did it take?
One weekend. 6 hours of focused work. $0. My readiness score went from 38 out of 100 to 92.
And the bigger lesson?
We built reliability tools for a living. We pointed the flashlight at everybody else's house. We never pointed it at our own. That's an industry-wide pattern. Every developer building tools has the same blind spot. Your own product is the last one you test. So I made the auditor free. Free. Public. No sign-up. No email required. Type your domain at guardlabs.online/audit. 30 seconds. 10 checks. Honest report.
No catch?
No catch. The standards are open. The fixes are public. If you find issues, fix them yourself. Most are 10 lines of code. If you want help, we have a service to do it for you. But the audit itself is the gift. Use it. Share it. Audit your client sites. Audit your competitor's site if you want. See what they're missing.
Beautiful. Where can people go right now?
guardlabs.online/audit. Or just go to guardlabs.online and click the audit link at the top. 30 seconds is all it takes to find out if you're invisible.
Stas, thanks for sharing.
Thank you for having me.